Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marian Fricano. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Marian Fricano. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. And now, play ball. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Fricano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Goodman moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Goodman moves to third. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zerniel for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to second. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano strikes out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. DeMaestri moves to third. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Michaels. Nixon moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Bowling reaches third base with a triple. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marion Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano is 0-for-1 in the game. Fricano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Pearsall throws the ball into Gurnett, who tags Zerniel trying to return to first, for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hirsel hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano is 0-for-2 in the game. Fricano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Zernial hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to third. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Zerniel scores. Suter moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray is walked intentionally. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano is 0 for 3 in the game. Fricano bunts towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to home to get Suter. Michaels moves to third. Murray moves to second. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Hoot Evers. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 4 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive towards third. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-1 in the game. Kinder bunts towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to Fricano covering. Safe. Bowling moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive towards left. Zerniel catches it and throws to second to double up Bowling. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano is 0-for-4 in the game. Fricano strikes out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kell bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. White is walked intentionally. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to home to get Stevens. Gurnett moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett scores. White moves to third. Umflett moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.